Glenn Clark's Growing Up in Bandera, number 203. When I left the comfort of my Bandera surroundings every day to pursue my chosen career in the big city, it wasn't exactly the smooth transition I had envisioned. I was used to the hard work, so that wasn't a problem. But I had co-workers and bosses calling me Clem and Country for the longest time. It has taken me many years to figure out that I will never be able to shed that mark placed on me by my Bandera raising. I'm good with that, since it is who I am. I think maybe they were just jealous. Thinking back to my cherished memories of early summertime, spent swimming and eating watermelon, chilled by the cool waters of the Medina River, I would say I totally deserved the title of country. For sure, there were no city kids enjoying the everyday paradise I had available to me. My worries were minimal as the summers of my youth came and went way too swiftly. I do remember being a bit concerned at a young age when an adult would jokingly tell me not to swallow watermelon seeds because they would grow into a melon in my stomach. I shouldn't have worried because those seeds were always saved in my cheek for spitting at anyone who came within range. I was an expert shot, if I do say so myself. Sometimes the afternoon swimming trips to Dripping Springs were a reward for the chores we had done that day. We loaded up in our old Chevy truck, and it was usually a truck full of kids by the time we got to the river. I can still feel the relief from the heat of a long, scorching day when I ran and dove into the cool water. Another perk of taking an afternoon swim and realizing I might not have to take a tub bath that night. City people may have had a front porch to sit on in the late evenings, but they didn't have all the amenities common to us country folks. The whippoorwill calls is something I can bring to the perfect touch to a day's end. I'm thankful that even today, I can sit in my yard as daylight fades and enjoy that familiar lullaby. You couple that with a rooster's crow I hear during my morning walks, and it's a reminder of a less stressful time here in my hometown. I can't imagine any kid having a better life than I had while growing up in Bandera. Sure, I had to survive hard times and even some tragedies, but the fact that I was in this special place called Bandera, and the closeness of the community we had at that time makes me proud to be a country boy.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Growing Up in Bandera, written by Glenn Clark, narrated by Larry Haddad, and brought to you by the Bandera Prophet, Bandera County's online news source. Stay tuned for more.